were sitting here talking about all the things you can do with garlic at fillyourplate.org. You'd mentioned the searchable database. There is one of the answers that comes up. Here's why you need to eat more garlic. It includes reasons for it. It may help decrease the risk of cancer, the risk of cardiovascular disease, the eye thing, right?
Right.
And then you've got 20 recipes on how to work it into your daily diet. And it's not like it's all one genre of food. We were talking during the break that's popular in Cajun food. You have a lot of it in Italian food. But this here, we've got Tucson's best London broil. That's one of the ways I learned how to cook it in Louisiana, is you just take the clove and you make a cut in your brisket and you just stick the whole cloves all over.
My brother does that when he cooks. And Romy, your dad, Rosie, just your buddy, even has a garlic tea. Now that's getting pretty intense.
Yeah. I mean, he sent me a 40-minute video on this garlic-based tea. And I mean, he puts it in his hair. He rubs it on his skin. He drinks it. I don't know. Can you conduct a business meeting when you're so infused with garlic?
I wouldn't think so, but who am I? I do like garlic, though. In fact, today's show, where we're talking about garlic and wine, I'm thinking, this evening, I'm going to go have some red wine and pasta.
Well, one of my favorite places in the whole world to go, which I confess is outside Arizona, is Taos, New Mexico. And I learned their toasted garlic that they serve with the brie cheese on a cracker.
I love that.
With a nice, heavy little Cabernet, it is a nice way to spend an evening.
It is so nice.
And this is a Cabernet from Cochise County. We'll get into that in the next segment.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. We have some amazing wines, but back to the garlic. It is very diverse. They say it's easy to grow, but what we've learned from Frank Martin today with Crooked Sky Farms is, I guess it's a long growing season, kind of like cotton. Cotton takes about that long to grow from the time you plant it to harvesting, but it's very versatile, it's healthy, and our chefs like their garlic, that's for sure.
Well, Mr. Frank, do we have you on the line still?
Yep, yes you do.
We're going to wrap up here real quick in this final segment on garlic. We've got a caller on the line who wants to know about drying the garlic once it's harvested. What's the process? We'll introduce you to Shirley and have Farmer Frank here direct you.
Yes,
hi,
this is Shirley.
Doing?
Am I on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So last year I started planting some garlic, but I used the grocery bought garlic. And when I harvested it, I look at the YouTube and some of them said to dry it in the sun for a day or two. And then I kept the stalk. And then a few weeks later, I was going to use it, and I found that it all turned mushy. And so then this year, I called and ordered some garlic from a garlic store, and they told me no because they irradiated it, and so it doesn't grow.
What is the proper method, Frank? We're short here on time. Hank, go ahead.
Yeah, the proper method for like drying it is, of course, that when it's ready and it, you know, you'll have some of the outer leaves of the garlic that will start to dry a bit. So that's the point you dig them up, and there's sort of that little critical area or time that you dig them up before, because you don't want it to stay in the ground too long, or that skin starts coming off it, and that skin is kind of protective to it. So it's a matter of just going out there and checking it all the time. And, you know, so you'll get a big bulb out there, and when you feel that the bulb is nice and big enough and the skin is still on it very well, then you'll dig it up. And what we do is we never put it, like, directly out in the sun. We'll put it on these racks, and then it'll be shaded in an area that gets a lot of breeze going through. But, you know, you could probably do that on your back porch where it doesn't get, like, direct light on it. Just put it on some type of a screen so it can get ventilation all the way around it. And you'll let it dry. You go out there and check it every once in a while, but it'll take a couple weeks to really dry out really well.
And you can always just buy it from Frank Martin and the other farmers that grow garlic.
That's right. You can do that too.
And if we were going to plant it ourselves, Frank, I'd read in your bio here, do y'all sell the heirloom seeds as well?
Yes, we do. We sell some heirloom seeds, and because, you know, we grow a lot of seeds now for Native Seed Search in Tucson for their seed bank. And we keep a lot of that. If you're talking about garlic right now, you know, we'll have garlic for a while. We won't start harvesting it probably very seriously for another month or so. And then, you know, we'll be digging it up to dry out, and we'll have some of that to sell, of course.
And the ideal plant time to plant garlic?
It's really about in October.
Late.
So it'll be a little more in the cool weather time of the year. That October, November is a really good time to grow it.
As the pumpkins are coming out, the garlic's going in.
Yes, that's right. It's right. It's always something.
And Frank's one of our Farm Bureau members, so thanks, Frank, for all that you always teach us about farming.
Thank you, Julie.
And Frank's out today at the Gilbert Farmers Market. They've also got product from Crooked Sky Farms and the Pinnacle Peak and Downtown Farmers Markets as well. They've got a CSA. You can learn more about them at crookedskyfarms.com if you have a love for local produce but don't have the time or the area or space to grow. That's a great way to stay connected and support your local community. Eat fresh and local. And on their website, they are very proud of the fact that it's very heirloom, non-GMO, very, very organic. So congratulations for y'all's success and appreciate y'all's time here this Saturday morning. We're coming back talking Arizona wine industry.